Actually, in the last 4 years, I've had more CPD or professional development than I have had in the entire sort of 15 years that I was in East Renfrewshire. In the last few years, it's one of those things where my head teacher, I think because I have got so many years behind me, and I think I'm at that stage where they're kind of going, you probably should be moving on to a promoted post and things. I've had so much thrown at me in terms of middle leadership development, facilitation development, coaching and mentoring development, visible learning. I mean, it's just actually to even list off all the things that I've done in the last sort of 3.5, 4 years is just actually insane. But I think a lot of that has to do with the council that I'm in, and that they're not afraid to overdevelop people. To not,
Yeah.
you know, if you want to develop in something and you want to do, they'll go do it, go for it, we'll support you. We'll, you know, if you want to go and do a master's, go and do it, we'll support you. Whereas, again, I think
Have you ever heard of the Education Scotland's professional learning and leadership programs?
Yes, I have heard of them, yeah.
Yeah, so have you been on their website, the PLL website?
Yeah,
You have? Oh, when was the last time you looked at that?
Probably about 3 years ago when I was in
Okay.
West Lothian, because I was going to do one of the accredited leadership courses. I didn't end up doing it, but I was signed up for it. They had a baby and stuff at the time, so I was like, I can't commit to that.
Okie dokie. Did you know at the time that that was an Education Scotland product?
Yeah, because
Yeah.
a head teacher had sent out a link and said, look, I really think you should go and have a look at the sort of standard for leadership stuff and look at the
Yeah.
courses for that. So I did look at it then.
Is
And
that
I'm
not,
aware of it. I've not accessed it since.
yeah, is that nothing you've never thought to look back at that since then?
Not really, because again, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but again, there's so much. It's just finding the time to do these things, you know,
Yeah.
and engaged in so much other things, so many other things within school. It's hard. It's just finding time. I think if I know one of the EIS strategies is looking at workload. So if I think they need to tackle the workload sort of, and then free up teachers. I think teachers are unfortunately stuck in their own bubble, you know, just trying to get through day by day.
So I think there's alternative ways of getting your CPD. I don't think CPD manager is always very current.
Okay.
I don't think there's ever really anything about play pedagogy within CPD manager. There's things
Yeah.
linked to early years,
Yeah.
but for the kind of knowledge that I'm seeking, I don't really find that in CPD manager. So it's definitely through word of mouth and Eventbrite and Strathclyde Uni that I'm sort of in Twitter actually,
Okay.
being notified to different events that are going on after school hours.
And do you know if you've ever seen their professional learning and leadership websites or any of their sort of
No, I haven't.
applications? Okay. So you know that Education Scotland offers professional learning and leadership, but it's
Yes.
not something that you're tapping into.
Yeah, I've there's been a couple of courses I've heard about through colleagues, but they were in Glasgow and I've just never looked into it.
Like, if you just did the CPD that the school set you, then I think you're covered. So anything on top of that, extra, I think.
So in terms of that, the CPD and that learning, do you know who provides that?
What the CPD that's like taken within the school?
Yeah.
It's like through the council, Murray Council. And then sometimes there are other areas that you just get like outside, like if you take an interest in outdoor learning, then sometimes we've got a company called Earth Time up here, and sometimes they do something, or like there's an outdoor woodland learning and stuff like that. They would do certain things if you want to do that. There are other areas that would put on courses that's not just the council.
Say, but I don't think everybody would say the same thing, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people have to fight tooth and nail to get offered the kind of experiences that I've literally just had to turn up to work and I've just been handed on a plate.
Yes. So outside of that, what kind of professional learning do you take part in, and how do you find things that you might engage with?
Ooh, I'm a bit of a CLPL geek. So
Okay, good.
we're meant to do 35 hours a year, roughly. But I normally do near 100.
You are a class teacher.
you have to go up to go across. So say, for example, I would love, to work for Education Scotland, to work with policies and creating curriculums and getting into schools and working with them. I would love to do things like that, but, or even at government level, in terms of actually working, you know, to create the policies that are kind of much more overarching. Mm. But the problem with that is I need to really be a minimum of a deputy in order to get across and to go sideways. So there's not that career pathway unless you want to go up in terms of management in a school and be in a school and not in a classroom.
So sort of back in that idea of if the school was to ask you to go and search for training or professional learning, where would you look?
I would look at the individual council's CPD. So we have like an area where we record what our plan is for the year and council specific, like we can search like a catalogue of different courses within the council that we're in. I think for a lot of us, the worry is that if we go out with that, the council won't recognise it within our development plan, okay, or the council won't fund it, and that tends to put people off.
Ah, okay. So is that something you've heard sort of through the grapevine, so to speak?
Yeah, so like I went and paid for my extra course myself. But I know that if the council won't fund it or the school won't fund the kind of course that they're going on, that they won't do it.
Okay.
And they won't access it.
Okay, interesting. Is there any other specific places that you would look for professional learning?
Probably through like our General Teaching Council for Scotland.
Okay, what is that?
Website.
So
we have to register, in order to teach in Scotland, you have to be registered with the General Teaching Council. So we have to submit a professional profile and professional development kind of profile within them. I think it's every 3 or 5 years, depending on how long you've been teaching. And that basically just means that they have okayed you to teach within Scotland and that you meet the correct requirements and the correct standard. So I think if there was, I've personally not done it, but if I was a bit of a loss as to where to go, I would probably look on the GTC website and see if they had any links.
Okay.
And probably from then I would go to Education Scotland.
Our head teacher's very into, she's got a little professional library in her office. She's very into, you know, if you say to her, I've heard this book's good, she'll buy it and she'll put it in the office and you can borrow it. She's very into that. We also have West Lothian run middle leaders.
Professional learning or continuous learning. Do you have time for that?
Not as much as I would like. Because I've always studied. I did my advanced diploma with the Open University. And then I did the charter teacher. So basically it stands as the equivalent of an MEd.
Right.
And I would love to do something else, but I don't have time. I've got 6 free periods for prep in any given week. And I have a key adult class, which is in our school. Instead of having registered every day, you see your key adult once a week, but you're supposed to meet with the kids. So you lose free time from that.
Mm.
And I'm also helping to mentor advanced higher dissertations, so I lose some free time for that. So all the kind of extra stuff that you sort of put in, our school's running a thing called SHE. It's like to encourage girls to have confidence to speak up more and respect themselves more and not allow boys to dominate every room. So that takes up a little bit of time.
Well, yeah, another thing then would be, where would you go to, where would you look for those professional learnings?
We have North Lanarkshire run their own courses.
Oh, interesting.
We have a CPD manager online that we are part of, and they run various courses. Lots of them are literacy-based courses, and actually the choice of courses that they have run, because they have budget cuts as well that they're dealing with, obviously, over the past, I would say, 5 or 6 years, has really narrowed. So it is either literacy or...
Specifically now about Education Scotland, have you heard about their professional learning and leadership programme?
There have been some professional learning leadership programmes that have been going about. There's one that runs in-house, the Eastern Bartonshire run, and I'm going to sign up for it. I know a number of teachers are going to sign up for it, because it's a chat, basically, every so many months, of what I've heard from other teachers. Now, this might not be right, but they've said to me, oh, Jennifer, just go along, you've got an afternoon chat with other teachers. But it'll be focused discussion, and possibly you might be given things to read in advance. Well, I would do that. As a woman, I feel, you know, look at our senior leadership team, there's one female on it, right? And you might find a lot of PE experts are on it, right? I feel there needs to be representation from somebody who actually knows what they're talking about in terms of additional support needs.
I don't tend to look at it for opportunities for my own learning.
Why do you think that is? Is it just because you haven't had an experience with them before learning, or is it just
I possibly just feel I've got loads on my plate in the places I do find it, and I probably just haven't ever engaged with them before. I've never thought of that as one of their roles.